transformation is not just listening to this podcast, it's not just reading the book, it's not just getting the concept intellectually. It's actually putting that new knowledge into play, into action, into your life, because you will stay the same person with new knowledge unless you apply it. It has to be applied knowledge.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much? Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. I'm Amira Alvarez, and I'm the founder and CEO of the Unstoppable Woman. Welcome to this series on captivating power. We have been doing several podcasts in the series. This is number 5. You can jump right into the series right now with this episode if this is the first one you're listening to. And I encourage you to go back and listen to all of them because they all give you a different angle on what it means to have captivating power, to access your own captivating power, the power within you to magnetize exactly what you want in this world, and that power inside of you that has you falling in love with yourself and life. It's that connection to your deep inner life force as you are going after everything you desire in this world, whether it be in your professional life or in your personal life. And if you're anything like me, you want both. You want what I'm terming this new phrase that I'm coining, a holistic version, a holistic approach to achievement, holistic achievement, if you will. And what does that mean? It means that we want it all. We want to feel fulfilled as we are creating success in terms of traditional notions of success, the big business, the wealth, the financial success, the impact that you have on the world. All of those are traditional notions of success. Also, traditional notions of success in your personal life are at play as well. You want perhaps to have a great relationship, time with your kids, have great health. Those are traditional notions of success. And there is nothing wrong with these traditional notions of success. They are there because so many of us desire them and they resonate with us. We want these things. We want to have this kind of life, these kinds of experiences. And yet they are not the whole enchilada, if you will, right? There's so much more depth there. There's so much under the surface that is so important to really tap into if you are going to have an exquisite life and have this sense of unlimited love, expression, connection, fulfillment in your life as you are living it, not afterwards. So not, I'm going to grind all day long, push through it, willpower through it, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to be like suddenly a different human being and in love with life. No, it doesn't work that way. We need to know how to actually address all the things that are required in our life, whether they're deadlines or deliverables or hiring or travel or tough conversations, with this love of life. And when we're able to do that, we bring the wholeness of ourselves to our work, and the wholeness of the world is part of how we do business. It's not an either or. It's not a separation. It's a full integration that feels truly lit up, truly alive. So if you want to have this holistic version of achievement, you have to transform yourself. So this podcast is really an invitation to transform. And this is to transform yourself, to transform how you're working, just transform your perspective on life. This is like, let's do it differently. Let's really change who we're being in this world. Not because we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but because if we keep doing it the same way, we're going to get the same results. Some of them are good, but there's this part that's missing. And we want to solve for that part without letting go of of the stuff that is working. So today we're talking about this invitation to transform and what it takes to actually transform.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman. You're already walking a path of exceptional success. But if you're honest, there are moments where you're so busy that life just passes you by. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade, success or life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power, our 2024 exquisite experience. This is not just any leadership training or travel adventure. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you are learning in this podcast series and more. Join me for a never-to-be-repeated intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. Currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. Apply now for a spot on this extraordinary journey. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join.
So let's talk about what transformation actually means. At the risk of offending oh so many people, transformation is not just listening to this podcast. It's not just reading the book. It's not just getting the concept intellectually. It's actually putting that new knowledge into play, into action, into your life, because you will stay the same person with new knowledge unless you apply it. It has to be applied knowledge. And so often what I see is that people glean great information, but when push comes to shove, they don't take brave, courageous new action in the face of the fear of doing it differently. And that fear comes up for everyone. No one's immune to this. You get really good in your lane where you can be the way you're being and take bigger and bigger and bigger risks. That's great. That feels excellent. That feels like you're competent and you're that's where you feel like you're jamming on all cylinders. You do something big, but it's still in your lane. Then there's transformation, which is you want something that's not in your lane, doesn't come from the same sort of beingness that your typical action comes from. Your typical beingness leads you to certain decisions, certain actions, certain ways of being in this world that allow you to build in that lane bigger and bigger and bigger risks and develop your skill sets and go and create more in that lane. No, these are the desires that are in a totally different lane where you're like, I don't even know how to be someone who does that. That's a totally different lane than you have competency in. So most super ambitious women who have drive, who are doing big things with their business, they've got huge competency in one or two lanes in their life. And they can just jam on all cylinders, feel great until they look at what's missing in their lives. And then they're like, oh, this is a big void. This is a big hole. This is a big absence. This is an abyss. I don't even want to look at it because I don't know how to create that. It takes a totally different skill set. And it can be, it doesn't have to be, it can be terrifying to start from the ground up and really look at building a new skill set when you're so competent in this other lane that this feels like training wheels, like you'll never get it. Like you're going to fall on, you know, 1,000 times and never master what it takes to actually create in this other arena. So maybe that's love, or maybe that's relationships, or maybe that's feeling supported. There's all sorts of places where that might come up. So how do you transform? How do you actually be someone who achieves this new desire that you want?
How do you transform yourself to do that? Well, you actually have to take action, even
at the risk of failing. And that's going to require that you do things differently.
And not just listen to new concepts, but when it's challenging, you actually apply the new concept. And this is something that I do in my life all the time.
I can feel in my body, this is that concept of embodiment that we were talking about.
If you haven't listened to the first few episodes, please go listen to those. But this idea of embodiment, like I can feel when I am resistant, where I'm putting up a big
defensive block. It's usually right across my heart.
And I'm like locked down. My neck is tight. My shoulders are tight. I'm like, no. It's like you can imagine someone like kind of digging their heels in and being like, no, it has to be like this. And that's where I know I'm up against something that needs to transform in me.
It's held in my body in a tight way. That tightness is an indication that I'm off track. I'm not in alignment with my true self.
That I am in alignment with perhaps my conditioned self, but I'm not in alignment with my true self. And that I need to transform it in order to go to the next level.
And for me, I use that knowledge as a place to lean in. And where I see most women go awry, go astray here, is that they go back to the conditioned self. They go back to the way they know how to be, because that, as much as it doesn't necessarily get you the ultimate desire that you want, the bigger, greater goal, it will get you the short-term thing that you want. And it's known, it's safe. From that perspective, your subconscious mind doesn't want you to change, because any kind of change risks death. You haven't done it yet, so you might not survive. That's how your subconscious mind thinks. It's very black and white. It's very life, death. Okay. And so it's going to come up with all sorts of reasons why you can't do it differently and to stay in your conditioned self. And that's the place where most people, not just women, most people feel themselves. And you have to, in that moment, that tightness, let's use this as a specific, using the specific phrase here that I want you to really plug into, that tightness in your body. And you might feel it slightly differently than I do. So use your own word for that sense of contraction, shutting down and in, defensiveness, protection. When you feel that, that is an embodied recognition of the invitation to transform. That is your body saying, this is your invitation to transform. Are you going to take it? Or are we going to stay in the conditioned self, the conditioned habitual way of being? And to change, it requires a different decision, an intellectual. This is where you can apply listening to something like this, and you can apply it to the next decision that you have to make, the next opportunity that comes in front of you, the next new possibility that you're faced with. Are you going to do it the old way, the old thinking, shut down, conditioned way of thinking, same decision, same reactions, same emotional response to the new conversation, the new opportunity, the new invitation, right? Are you going to have the same emotional response to it and make the same decisions? Or are you going to do it differently? This is an invitation to transform. The biggest secret to transformation is understanding the difference between your conditioned self and your true self. So let's talk about how to know whether you're in your conditioned self or you're in your true self. Another phrase that I use for true self is your greater self. Okay. That's what I call this part of me that is connected to source, that's connected to spirit, that's connected to all the energy that is in this universe, that is part of the non-physical order of this universe. And that part of me is my greater self. It is the greater part of me. It takes up more energy, if you will. It is greater. It is not only greater in terms of wisdom and knowledge and beingness than my physical self, but my greater self also is the greater part of me. It takes up more of who I am. Okay. So my soul, some people call it soul, some people call it spirit. I call this part of me my greater self. And when I'm connected to my greater self, when I'm tapped into my greater self, I am guided. I'm aligned. Okay. And it feels tremendous. And it feels like you're in love with life and everything's going your way and you can't do anything wrong. And then there's everything in between, right? There's when you're totally connected to your greater self, you're in the flow of life. And no matter what happens, you're just in the flow. You are in your joy, regardless of whether someone just gave notice or you had a bad quarter or whatever it is. Nothing on this physical plane of the senses throws you off your game because you're so aligned with who you really are, your greater self, your soul, your spirit. And then there is the conditioned self, and then there's everything in between being like almost entirely cut off from your greater self and only slightly cut off from your greater self. So let's talk about those two extremes, though. I just described being connected to your greater self and how that feels. Let's now talk about how being in your conditioned self feels. It feels tight. It feels heavy. It feels tense. It feels like a racing mind that's always second guessing yourself. It feels like being wrapped up in all your internal thinking and getting hooked by situations emotionally. Okay. And it feels like a negative emotion. And when you get really good at paying attention to this, you will notice that every thought has a feeling associated with it. And it's on a continuum. And if you choose the middle of the continuum and you say, everything on this side is a positive thought and everything on this side is a negative thought, you would serve yourself well. On the points very close to the center, the difference between a negative thought and a positive thought is microscopic. Okay. You have to practice and a level of awareness of your own thinking to get to that fine calibration of what is a positive and what is a negative thought. And when you do that, you know whether you're in your conditioned self or in your greater self. And we want to be consistently moving towards our greater selves. But even a slightly negative thought will pull you into your conditioned self. So let me give you an example of this. You are going to an appointment and you misremembered the time and you leave late. If your thinking is even slightly like, oh no, I'm going to be late, and there's an element of, I'm going to let people down, they're going to judge me, I'm not a good person for being late, this isn't okay, right? Something around that. If it's just slight, okay, that's a negative thought. If you're like, oh, I'm on the wild goose chase, right? I'm in the flow, and you don't have anything like that, you're closer to the positive, the greater self. This example is not so much about like the extreme, which is like, oh no, blankety blank, swearing in your head, I'm late, rushing, grabbing your keys, being frenetic, all of that. That's obviously conditioned self, okay? That's obviously a habitual way of being and is pulling you out of a true connection to all that is in this world. This is more subtle than that. This is a little nuanced, like even if you're trying to make it okay, you still have this little subtle thought that it's not okay. And you can do this with every single thought. You can really calibrate and go, yeah, was that positive or was that negative? Oh, there was a little undertone of negative. And so much of what we do in our world is conditioned. We're conditioned to complain about the weather. We're conditioned to complain about other people. We're conditioned to complain about the traffic. We're conditioned to do all sorts of things. You're probably conditioned to react to your team in a particular way. Probably have a little thought process in your head that's like, oh, maybe they let me down, or oh, this is going to go wrong. There's like a little something going on there. For each of us, it's ever different, right? But notice, are you in a negative thought? And you will feel it in your body as contraction. You will start noticing this energetic body that you have contracting in or releasing out. And when you are feeling negative emotion, you are out of alignment with your greater self, the truth of who you are. That is not the truth of where you need to be going or how you want to be showing up. And yet it's your conditioned way of being, and you play that out again and again. You don't have to. You can transform. And if you're willing to step into the invitation to transform, when you notice yourself going into that conditioned way of being, you just stop and shift. Okay? You just shift. You just say, no, I'm not thinking that way. Thinking this way. This is where I'm going. And you get right back in alignment with the soul of you, the spirit of you, your greater self.
I want to take a moment to share something that's near and dear to me. It's an invitation to you, the high achiever. Now, you're not just any ambitious woman. You're already walking a journey of exceptional success. You're getting ahead, but ultimately making a trade, your ambitions or an exquisite life. What if you no longer had to barter a full life for a life full of success? Welcome to the idea of captivating power, our 2024 exquisite experience. This is not just any leadership training. This is a fully lived experience of the principles you're learning in this podcast series and so much more. Join me for an intimate journey to Paris and Venice aboard the Orient Express, designed exclusively for six remarkable women. We're only running this program once, and currently, with only three spaces remaining, our journey is already 50% full. For more information and to secure your spot, go to theunstoppablewoman.com/join.
So now that you have one of the biggest secrets of transformation, knowing the difference between your conditioned being and your conditioned self and being in your greater self, let's talk about some of the other steps that are required for transformation. Now, there's a particular methodology that I teach that I call the way that takes you through a lot of the fundamentals, which I've talked about many, many times on this podcast. But for today, I want to talk about some of the nuanced ways that you need to know and act on for transformation that I haven't spent as much time on. One of them is permission. Okay, so permission. What does permission mean? So most really smart, competent women are like, no one needs to F and give me permission. Like I am totally like, I'm completely in my own agency. What are you talking about? Permission. And yet, if you think about it, you are probably in some ways a slave, I put that in quotes, to your business, to the deadlines, to your next quarterly goals, to the next thing that is on the agenda for growth in your business. And you have set these goals and you're goal-driven, so you know that you want to achieve them, and so that you will do anything that's, you know, within ethics to achieve those things. And part of that means go, 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 grind, 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 do, do, do. Part of it means approaching the work in the way that you always approach the work. And sometimes you just need permission to do it differently, that there's actually a way that works to do it differently, to step out of your conditioned way of being, to create from this more holistic sense of achievement, sense of being. And you can do this. I will give you permission to do this, but you ultimately have to give yourself that permission. It cannot come from someone else. It has to come from you. Can someone else help? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've helped my clients many times step into, like, you can do it like this. Really? I can do it like that? I'm not a bad person. I'm not letting people down. I'm not dropping the ball. Yeah, it can be like this. In fact, you'll do more and better like this. Really? Okay. So this is permission to see it differently, permission to be different, permission to do differently. In addition to just giving yourself permission, this requires that you make different decisions. Okay. So sometimes that's a decision to follow someone else's example, to follow someone else's model, to take in a different kind of information and act on it. Okay. The permission comes from the decision. So let me give you an example. Let's say you make a decision to give yourself a new experience. Maybe it's learning tango. I learned tango for it. I shouldn't say I learned tango. That is exaggerating. I took like 5 tango lessons that were quite amazing and super sexy, by the way. Any of you who want to get into your like feminine life force, let's talk about tango. But nonetheless, let's say you want to give yourself a new experience. That's big for you. I mean, tango is probably too small of a little thing. Like maybe it's being with different women in your community, like going to different events and being in the room with a different caliber of woman. And you're like, okay, I'm giving myself permission to go for more here. Okay. I'm giving myself permission to be seen at the same level. It starts with a decision. I am going to this event. I'm going to have this experience. I'm going to go talk to this woman. I'm going to make this phone call. That's a decision. Sometimes they're small decisions. Sometimes they're big decisions. But in that decision, you've given yourself permission to have a new experience of life, permission to transform. So it starts with that decision. And just so you know, like to back up kind of 3 or 4 paces here, we gain new knowledge. That new knowledge is super important. It gives us a new model of the world. So having a new model is giving us new information, new knowledge. And that's so important. We need to have a new picture of how something can be. Now, sometimes we can create things in our imagination, but oftentimes it's really helpful when someone's gone before and can create an intellectual model for you to understand. From that model, we start building in our minds new thoughts. Those new thoughts instantaneously create a new emotional world for you. New emotions come forward. And from there, those emotions drive different decisions. They drive how we see the world and different decisions. And then decisions drive actions, and actions over and over again, new actions again and again and again, habitually, but also really big actions, singular really big actions, drive identity. And that changes who you're being. And then you are transformed. So let me map that out for you again. You get a new intellectual model. Maybe it's listening to this podcast and you're like, wow, that's interesting. Okay. Now I'm thinking about the world differently, and things are coming into my world from outside, new experiences, conversations, decisions in front of me, opportunities, events, all of that coming in. And I've got this new model that I am looking out at the world with. I have this new thought about what's coming in, and I have a new feeling about what's coming into my world. And from that new thought, new feeling, based on the new intellectual model, I make a new decision. And then decision drives action, and action drives identity. Okay. Identity is who you're being. Identity is your self-image. Identity is what then creates more opportunities to come to you in that vein. Okay. It's how you become the person who creates what she truly desires. What's interesting about this is that not only do decisions drive identity, but it's a circle, it's a loop. So identity drives decisions, because then you're being this new person, and that then drives the next decision and the next decision and the next decision. Okay. So just understand that there's that iteration. It's like a spiral up. Okay. But it can also be a spiral down. And this is where people get really, really stuck and things start going in a crash and burn kind of cycle. So we don't want that. We want the upward cycle. Part of permission and decision is looking at what kind of decisions you need to make. And there's 1,001 different kinds of decisions that you're going to be faced with every day in business. The biggest ones that I want to point out to you, one we've sort of talked about already, which is choosing to do something different, right? When you're faced in the moment with this, there's like a fork in the road. I can stay in my conditions way of being, or I can face the fear of doing it differently and choose something different. That's a big decision, okay? That can come up in your kind of leadership, right? How you lead your team. Am I going to go back to my conditioned self, or am I going to go into my new way of being? It can come up with how you're approaching decision-making, right? Am I going to approach it in this way that's like very narrow-minded or all logic, no intuition? Is it going to be from a place of scarcity and fear, running out of time, running out of money, right? Those are the two big resources people are consciously afraid of. Oftentimes people are unconsciously afraid of like losing love or a sense of belonging or connection. And they're driven, their decisions are driven conditionally by these things. So choosing differently, that is a big decision to make, choosing differently in the face of what's coming forward for you. The other big decision that I just want to highlight, because it's been so big for so many women that I work with, is investment. And you probably worked through much of your money stuff, and there's probably some money stuff still there. And money is such, you know, on a spiritual level, money is just energy, just like everything else is just energy. It's all just energy and frequency. And that takes a lot of the conditioned, loaded feelings around money out of play. But when you're in your conditioned self, you are oftentimes reacting to your own past money story, whether you're pushing against it. I'm not going to be like my past. I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm not going to be like this past experience, and doing everything you can differently. Or we choose to be the same and be loyal to that. And that is also a conditioned response. Okay. Money investments are such a big way to give yourself a transformation. Such a big way. It's such a huge transformation. And part of this is that we are told in so many ways that it's not okay to spend money on ourselves, whether that's the nicer bag or the nicer car or the second house or the investment in yourself around coaching. That's a big one. That's my world. That's my lane. So oftentimes women talk to me that they will have second houses. They will have European houses. They will drive sports cars. They will be making great money in their business. But then they're like, oh, this coaching, this is for me? Who am I to do that? That's too much for me to handle, to take on. And it's not, but it's an indication that they are uncomfortable with receiving. There's a gift that they're giving themselves, receiving at that level. And money investments, where you stop around investing money and at what level, what makes you uncomfortable, that's your edge, is often a really huge indicator of where you need to do your growth, of self-worth, and also an invitation for you to transform. It's a place, it's a very specific place where you can do massive transformation. I know that that's been the case for me when I've been up against my edge on investing financially. Whether it's in my business or in my personal life, both, there's something that comes up and it's an invitation to choose differently. And then when you do that, you never go back. You've broken through on such a high level that you're like, oh yeah, this is just who I am. That's a really, really big place where you can decide differently. The second thing that I really want to underscore around transformation is this concept of risk and trust. They're almost like two sides of the same coin. And in order to build your level of trust, you have to risk more. You can't create more trust in your life without risk. They're like, if you had a coin, they're connected. They're two sides of the same thing, the two poles. Law of polarity here. Why is this important for transformation? Well, let's go back to one of the main concepts that we talked about earlier, which is your subconscious doesn't want you to change, doesn't want you to do anything different, because anything that's outside of what you've already done is risking death. It doesn't know that you will survive that new thing. Okay, so this is why it doesn't matter if you're doing something bigger in the same lane. That's not a risk to your subconscious as much as doing something totally different in this other lane. Okay. And so you might be a great risk taker, if you will, in a lane that you feel really confident in. But if you go to this other lane and you're like, oh, this is not an area that I feel particularly confident in. Okay, look at that. Then you have to risk something. You have to lean in that moment and risk possible disappointment, possible failure, possible pain. There's pain involved in disappointment. There's pain involved in not succeeding. There's pain involved in shame, people seeing you not succeed. There's pain involved in losing love and losing connection. There's all sorts of possible pain out there. It's a little bit like a minefield out there. There's lots of things, right? So if you want transformation, though, you need to risk that. And it requires you leaning in to doing it differently. And there's not a guarantee of success. I promise you, just because I'm saying you got to risk it doesn't mean that I'm saying it's all going to work out like rainbows and unicorns and pots of gold at the end of the rainbow. No, not necessarily. There are a lot of things that I have leaned into and risked that haven't panned out in the short term. The time horizon is very important. In the short term, exactly how I had conceived them. You could call that a failure, but I don't, because the flip side to risk is trust. And when you lean in and it doesn't work and you survive, you have resilience and you have actually become someone who can survive that. And then you can do it again and your subconscious won't kick up as big of a stink stopping you. You'll know that it's survivable. You know that you can do it. And then you'll lean in more. You'll do the tweaking that's required to master whatever needs to be mastered, and you will ultimately win. This requires perseverance as well. And it requires that you trust yourself to survive whatever is on the other side of that risk. Now, sometimes you risk things and, you know, it all works out beautifully, right? Everything falls into place instantaneously. And that does happen. I've done that many times as well, but there's no guarantee when you're in that moment of risk. If you know that it's going to work out exactly how you have it planned, you are in a lane that you are already capable and competent in. We're talking about places where you're up against not knowing the void, the unknown. It's uncertainty. It's risk. What I really want to teach you and all my private clients, the women I work with, is that like unbelievable confidence in themselves, that like just ability to trust themselves no matter what. Okay. The third place where there's an invitation to transform that I really want to share about today is this idea of time and space. And I want to look at a few different things here. When we have a life that is booked hour by hour, minute by minute, 15-minute increment by 15-minute increment, where you're looking for efficiency at every turn. And let me tell you, I love that. I've got things dialed in time-wise. And like, there's something sexy about being extremely efficient and competent. So if you have this back-to-back schedule and everything's scheduled like this, and you're not tapped into your greater self, you will be in your conditioned self throughout that entire time. Now, sometimes we're in our greater self and we're working our schedule and it feels really great. Okay. But oftentimes we're in our conditioned self and we haven't given ourselves time to do things differently. We're just back doing it the same way. Giving yourself time, giving yourself a little bit more spaciousness, giving yourself the moments to adjust and flow through the day and not be so compressed is super important to transformation. It allows something new to come in. It allows you to recognize opportunities. So oftentimes this is just, as I've said, giving yourself more spaciousness during the day. It might be giving yourself some time in the morning to really set yourself up for the day, whether that's meditation or journaling, or maybe it's in the evening that you do that. All of that is super important. And then there is time and space that is bigger than that. And this is getting out of your ordinary routine. I'm not talking about going on a standard business trip. I'm not talking about a little 4-day weekend, though those are great. I'm talking about completely out of your normal, ordinary day-to-day life. New place, new geographic place, new experiences, new sense, new awarenesses from that. Not being surrounded by your environment that reminds you of who you are. We're in this environment and we shower the same way and dress the same way and make dinner the same way. And we go through our day the same way. And it's reinforced by the people and things in our environment. Okay. We hold our meetings the same way. We talk to our team the same way. That's reinforcing our identity all day long. So you have to give yourself time and space someplace outside of your current environment. And this is why it's so important to give yourself that time, that new space. And if this is really something that you're like, oh my God, yes, this is amazing. This is resonating. I want you to consider this Captivating Power Program that we've been talking about. So the Captivating Power Program is outside of your traditional space. We're going to Paris and then we're going to Venice via the Orient Express. And I promise you, even if you are familiar with those two European cities, this will be a unique experience that will transform who you're being, because we will be able to do the deep work on changing how you're showing up, transformation, okay, of you as a woman and as a business leader, so that you can really tap into that inner strength that is yours to lead yourself, your life, and your business. And it is outside of your normal environment, immersed in a new space, immersed in new teaching, immersed in new activity, immersed in a different way of showing up, being forced, if you will, to risk that new way of being, to risk how you're being, and to risk the safe and sane, and to lean into the woman that wants to be birthed. That's not a rejection of the old, but is a transformation of her into the more evolved and aligned sense of who you are. So if you are interested in the Captivating Power Program, please go to theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating to find out more about this program. If it still sings to you while you read that description, there's an opportunity there for you where you can fill out an application to go on this program. We're 50% full at the time of this recording. There's only 6 women going on the program, and you fill out an application. And then if we look at that application, and then if it feels right, you and I will have a conversation to make sure that this is the right program for you. And then we'll talk about all the details of it and how it fleshes out. So go to theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating, where you'll also find there the worksheet or the checklist that we have for today, which is a checklist that outlines how to know that you're in your conditioned self and how to know whether you're aligned with your greater self. We've put together some key components that you can just really quickly scan and go, oh yeah, that's conditioned self. Oh yeah, that's greater self. So you're going to want to grab that and download it. It's totally free. Just go to that page, theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating, to grab your conditioned/greater self checklist. Okay, with that, I'm Amira Alvarez. I am the founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman. Thank you so much for listening. We have another podcast coming up in this series, so please stay tuned for that. And thanks for being a loyal listener. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing this podcast. And I will catch you in the next episode. Be well and live exquisitely.
Most ambitious women I work with already have good lives, possibly even great. But there's often this one area that is fine as is, but not yet exquisite. And yet, when we unlock that one area, they access a whole new level. I want to personally invite you to book a complimentary call with me and discover what that unlock could do for you. These calls are for women who have done at least a million or more in their business or executive career and are ready for an exquisite life inside and out. You can book our conversation at theunstoppablewoman.com/connect.